Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. Blogtalkradio.com. It's a very special show today. It's actually called Ask the Janitor because that's what I am. I close the lights every night. I haven't been. We have tons of people here that I'm going to talk about in a minute who have been closing the lights daily here on Blog Talk Radio. But thank you for joining me today. It is really a very exciting day for me, and I know for everyone else associated with Blog Talk Radio, because of our launch yesterday. So we're going to talk about that, and this is an open-air show, and we're going to take calls from lots of people. We have Lisa Padilla is on the air now. Lisa, how are you? Good morning.
I'm doing great. How are you, Alan?
Very good. And why don't I put on John Havens, and he's on as well, John's Business Development. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm in a loud Starbucks, so feel free to mute me, but I have questions if you need them.
Okay, so I'm going to mute you. Thank you. So John will come on later when he's out of his loud Starbucks. So anyway, I wanted to before we move forward, I'd like to, first of all, anyone who likes to call, let me give the call number first. It's 347-677-0649. It's 347-677-0649. And that's you can call the live show today. First thing I like to do is thank everyone of our employees who made this new site design happen. You know, the feedback we've gotten in one day, in the first day, has been terrific. Obviously, there's some stuff that needs to be fixed, but we're making those fixes now. But in large part, the transfer and the migration went incredibly well, and I want to thank our employees. And I'm going to start. And Bob, of course, Cherish is my partner, and he's a co-founder. I want to thank Amy Domestico, who's a program manager, John Havens. I want to thank, and he's biz dev, Lisa, who is on the show now, who's been vital. And, you know, it couldn't have gotten done without her, and she did an incredible job. And this is by no order. This is just the order I'm reading from the directory, so that we're not weighing anyone else here more important. Rob Blacken, who joined and helped really deliver the site from a development standpoint, has done an excellent job. I know his wife probably hates me, but what can I do? So Rob has been amazing. Sean Daly just came back from Blog Talk Radio Day at a Jericho convention, so we already have a town named a day for us, which is great. Sean's been helpful, and now he's been in the live chat boxes helping hosts. Amanda, who joined on the advertising, she's joined in advertising operations, and we've got a lot of stuff coming up. You know, we're going to present to our hosts and advertisers in the coming weeks, and she was there helping out, just joined the company. Nikki Starr has been incredible. As a host liaison, John Sweet, liaison director, Hillary, our features editor, Ed Morrissey, our political director, who has really been helping us build our political category and doing a great job, Lauren Sexton, who's handling the telecom aspects of our platform, Zach Baker, who's worked on the development of the site and done a great job. Luke Armour, who's handling our PR, Amber and Shannon and Christy, our host liaisons, who are amazing, really incredible. The other morning, they were up at 6 in the morning on site and testing. It's incredible. Who else we have? And Scott Bull has been helping us out as forum coordinator. And David, I have to mention David also is someone else who's been helping us on the site. So anyway, that's the whole list of employees. Lisa, I had to go through the list because it's amazing what they've all done.
Yeah, it definitely is amazing. I mean, it's been quite a summer.
Yes. It's
remarkable.
It's been quite a summer. So what I want to do is for this show is take calls from people and ask questions. And what I also think we can do is go through the new site and you know, talk about what's happened. I mean, I'd also like want to thank someone else, Robert Scoble, for filming a video. I did a video with Robert. It was on our blog. It was posted to our blog yesterday. We're going to post it up to our blog on the side panel and also on our homepage. It's a 27-minute video, which is probably more than most people can bear of watching Robert and myself on a video. But
no, it's not bad. It's not bad.
It's not bad. Okay, good. Thanks. So my mom loved it, by the way. So, well, she would probably love it if it was 3 hours. anyway, Robert Scoble, I want to thank him for posting the video up yesterday morning at launch. We did it at the back of Mike Arrington's house, which was, you know, I have to say, I feel like I'm on, what do they call, hallowed ground, you know, which is really incredible. We went out last week, and Mike Arrington has been great and so nice. He's got a TechCrunch 40 show, which is going on. I know Lisa was there yesterday, so maybe we'll talk a little about that on the show. And so he was very hospitable and met with Mike last week, and Robert Scoble came in and did a film, and that film was posted. So where are we here? The new site, we launched a year ago, as most people know. We have a lot of new visitors who've come to the site and to understand what, you know, try to get a sense of what Blog Talk Radio is. So I hope by now you can find that. The site is much easier to navigate, I think, and there's a lot of information. You know, you just hit on the What is BTR tab, and you could find out tons of stuff and all the new features and everything else that we've got there. So anyway, so I wanted to we're going to take some calls again. Whoever would like to call in with any questions about the site, we'll do the best we can to answer them. We've made some fixes last night. We have more that are coming in now. And again, I think we have a solid base here to work off. So what do you think, Lise?
I think especially, what has it been, 24 hours or something that we've been out to see, that there have been issues here or there, but half of them fixed right away, and the other ones, you know, stuff we know how to fix and have been adjusting, and that you know, this development team to work with is an absolute dream. I've worked with a lot of teams in the Valley, and they are bar none the best.
Right. I haven't worked with a lot of teams in the Valley, but I have to say, I mean, this is from, you know, the team here just really focuses on getting stuff done. We have an advantage. I mean, one of the things that was amazing about the migration is that we have produced more than 25,000 broadcasts, and all those broadcasts have been migrated from the old site to the new site, you know, and that's a lot of data that had to be moved over. And again, it went here and went I think very well, very smooth. And you've seen a lot of migrations, right? So, you know,
very smooth, surprisingly smooth. You know, for the first time all summer, much of that my fault. We were actually on time through, you know, our hourly breakdown of moving that data.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, so what do we want? You know, just a little background. And the first site, Bob and I, we launched it. Again, we know the story. It's a year ago. But really, there we were saying, you know, we have this concept that we want to empower and enable people to host their own live talk shows. And most of them will be bloggers, and they have the ability to promote their content on their blogs. But we're giving them another tool. We're extending their blog. And, you know, so that was the basic foundation of what we attempted to do.
Right. And you did it at a time when everybody was building social networks. So that's a large part of our releases. Is just sort of catching up with all those features that allow you to take that show and build your audience and community around that.
Right, for sure. I mean, we wanted to allow people to have conversations. I always read about conversations on the web, and of course, you know, written conversations are good, and someone, you know, you're a blogger, you post, and someone may post a comment. One or two or 50 comments, but it's not interactive. So we wanted to enable people to have real conversations like we're having now, and that other people can join, and those conversations would be archived. What the new site does is put a social community around the conversations. So, you know, that's what we've accomplished, I think. And that's what, you know, I read a couple of blog posts yesterday. And some posts were saying, we love the site. It's incredible, but we really can't offer any comments because we need a few days to kind of settle in and understand what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if we did our job right, it should all be fairly easy. So we'll look forward to those comments and hope that the hosts are brutally honest with us about the UI and about the functionality so that we can make that continue to improve it.
Right. So why don't we, what I think we do is start going through some of the site and kind of give people a sense of what's going on, what we did. And the homepage is really of a navigating tool. But while John is in his noisy Starbucks, let's pick him up for a moment and see if what he's got to say. John, how are you?
I'm doing great, and there's some good reggae in the background, so enjoy.
So how are you? So how are you feeling today about the new site?
I think it's great. I think it's beautiful. It's streamlined, and the feedback I've gotten, I get less obviously than Lisa or the dev team, but the folks I've been speaking to have really, really enjoyed the changes.
Yeah. And what are they thinking about it? I mean, what are they thinking about those changes?
Well, like I said to you yesterday, the Facebook type of applications, people being able to email each other from within the system, makes it more intimate and it makes them feel like they're more part of a community. Same thing, I know Lisa already sent me a message that made me feel totally cool.
Right.
And, I have a couple of friends. So it's just nice to get to know folks who are hosts in our community a little bit more, like I said, intimately with a lot of that new stuff, as well as some of the text chat, which I'm using right now for your show. I mean, that stuff is just totally cool.
Yeah. Okay, well, great. Well, listen, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Enjoy your coffee, your latte.
Thanks.
Your soy latte. And we'll talk later.
All right. See you guys.
Thank you. So we're going to go through a couple of things on the homepage. And, again, if anyone likes to call, feel free. It's 347-677-0649. The live chat tool is working. I see people on the chat tool, which is you know, an important element. We wanted to – I think chat's a really cool feature. You know, obviously, chat's big, and the shows companies have chats. There's a lot of chats out there, but this chat does not require a download, which is pretty cool. And I think we were looking to have the hosts who are carrying on these conversations – are available to chat all the time. You know, why not, right? So, I mean, do you use chat on MySpace, for example, Lisa, if you're on that?
I wouldn't necessarily, but I know that people do. And I do chat all day long. It is the, you know, first and last thing I do. And there's so many ways to talk about how Blog Talk, this platform, App Talk Radio, is so fantastic for getting people closer together. If you look at it from a product standpoint, if you're using a talk show as a way to get services or, you know, build your company brand or that type of mode, then what chat does is offer you even another layer. I mean, there's the one-to-one talking like you and I are doing, Alan, but there's also people who don't necessarily want the floor or that much attention in a conversation, but they definitely want to provide feedback. And, you know, that's one thing that blogs and chat and technologies like that allow people to do. They can get in a little bit without having to commit so intimately if they don't want to.
Right. I agree. Let's bring on Hillary. I'm assuming this is her. Hi, Hill. How are you?
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Hill.
How's it going, guys?
Well, Hillary's our features editor, so she controls what goes on the home page. So I really don't want to give her your address, but anyone that wants to send like Amazon gift cards or or anything else, Hillary is the person. She is now the site moves to Hillary, but she's young and she has a lot of energy. So
yeah, I do. I still have the energy to handle it. But no, hostpr@blogtalkradio.com is perfect, and we get all the information that way, both for press happenings and blog postings as well as featuring. So the floodgates are open, and we're kind of, you know, grabbing things as they float by us. It's great.
Well, why don't we talk for a minute about features and how it works? I mean, again, there's been a lot of questions about features. And now, you know, let's first talk about the format on the features. We've got the four boxes, but those boxes will be rotating. So we're going to have up to 20 show pages at least, profiles on the homepage, on the front page, in the big four boxes. That's our highlights. And, you know, one of the things that I want to do, you know, we're going to put concepts up there. For example, we're going to start running programs in MySpace, you know, for musicians and comedians. And what we'll do is we'll have these promo contests, and we could use those four boxes and have, you know, in a week we could feature, you know, musicians, or in a full day, and we could really do a lot with that. So, and then we've got the home page, and there's a whole other page of features. So, Hillary, why don't you talk a little about feature pages and what people need to do, and how do you get into become a featured host on Blog Talk Radio?
Certainly. Well, the featured page, I think, is really great and exciting, because in the past, we had only a limited area for featuring, and it was kind of, you know, somewhat competitive. And now we have a lot larger space and different ways to feature people, which is great. So we can kind of consistently shift people in and out and give people their time in the spotlight. And the featured page is really an area where we can feature both upcoming and archived shows, which is nice. Whereas in the past, once your show aired, it kind of fell off the featured area. But now we're kind of showing those podcasts, those archived shows, as also things we can feature that have already happened. So I think that's a great way for hosts, if they have a favorite show in the past, they can also submit that to Host PR and say, please feature this archived segment. That was really great, and we'll put it on there. So that's
right.
Kind of an area where if people are browsing around the site and they are new to Blog Talk Radio perhaps and they want to see what we have to offer, they can go to the featured page and get a good sampling of both things that have already aired and things that are going to go on, and then they can get their feet wet a little bit. So we're excited about that page.
And that's on the featured the schedule. So the way the nav bar on the new site works is this. I mean, you've got the, I'm just going to go through it. You've got the home and then the My Account and then Schedule. The Schedule page is actually going to be changed. We're probably going to call it Live and Upcoming. And really what that does, it just tells you what's live on now. If you click on there, you'll see all the live shows. You'll see this show as well. And then it'll list out, you know, you can find out what's live today, tomorrow, this week. And that's really our program guide. But it's listed out by hosts and the shows as they're being presented. The next is the feature page, as Hillary talked about, which, again, we're a unique kind of a company because we just don't – it's not like YouTube where, you know, you've got a lot of great content that's archived that you could go and find what you'd like. Our content is not just archived, but it's all coming up. You know, we have Dr. Laura, for example, coming on next week. We just found out today, and we have other – you know, we have John Battelli towards the end of the week and tons of shows coming up, and we'll have many, many more, of course. So that feature page is what Hillary's talking about. You can then also sort by categories. So if you want to click on that page, and you could find any categories by genre, and you'll see the avatars. And that's going to be real sorted by popularity on the categories and number of downloads and so on. And you could really build the categories out and find just quickly find the avatars of those shows. Then, of course, popular shows, and that's there's a lot of ways to find out what you want, find what you'd like to, you know, listen to on Blog Talk Radio. You know, you could find out the most popular, most downloads, most rated, top rated. You could sort it by genre, and that was one of the key things we needed with this site. The old site was great to launch for hosts and give hosts an understanding of how to come on and set them up. This site is much better for listeners. So
it's true. The browsing capability is there, which is great. Like, it, you know, the show recommendations at the bottom of my profile, I found two shows today that I hadn't listened to before, and that was exciting for me because I thought I knew everything, but there's always new people signing up, and it's a good way to filter those things and get them on various pages at once, you know.
Right. So anyway, so why don't we go back into the featured a little? Anything that the navigation of the site was a key element to what we were looking to accomplish, so... So again, for Hillary, Hillary's our features editor, and thank you for joining us. And again, if you have a featured show, a great guest that you need featured, send it to where, Hill?
Hostpr@blogtalkradio.com.
Excellent.
And yeah, as much notice as you can give. We understand that sometimes things come up last minute, but that's why we have our archive features as well, so we can still feature it even if it just happens. So
right. And Luke Armour is going to be on later. Maybe he'll call in and we'll talk to Luke. But Luke is our PR coordinator, working very closely with Hillary, and Luke will give, you know, we put some helpful hints on the site. In this nav bar, when you log in, it's called promote, and therefore you can find out how to promote shows. We're putting a we're putting a template in there so you can do your own press releases, places where you can publish these things, and so on.
Yes, yes, and I will now bully Luke into calling in so he can tell everyone a little bit more about that. But yeah, it's great. He's a tool for all the hosts if they have content they want to get out there. Let the public know. He's your man. So
excellent. Well, thanks, Hillary, for joining us.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Okay, cool.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Let's see. We have let me just give you the number again. Those of you that would like to call is 347-677-0649. Lisa, you're out in what Silicon Valley, should we call it? I was out there last week with you. And this one road, I'm just blown away. I was going to do a blog post called, you know, Highway 101.
Oh, yes.
Because between, you know, I mean, what the furthest south on Highway 101, I mean, the furthest south that I went to was Palo Alto. No, Mountain View. Where? I don't know. Mountain View? Where I stayed, by Stanford. And north up to Berkeley. And it's incredible. You know, 15 miles, you know, 5 miles wide, 15 miles at length, you have so much incredible talent and so many amazing companies there and individuals.
You saw that reflected in the highway itself,
yeah.
Or along the side.
No, just thinking about it. You know, as I was driving through Cupertino to Menlo Park. I had never been there. You know, Blog Talk Radio is born and bred in New Jersey. You know.
Yes, this is a very
By a couple of old guys. Actually, one old guy and one kind of young guy. But now Bob is older than we think, so he's aged.
By two brilliant guys who are definitely a breath of fresh air in the valley. And I love the valley. I was born in San Francisco. I was raised in the Bay Area, and I my first time to New York, as you know, was and just the difference in culture between the two places is remarkable. But they're great for a lot of things. This TechCrunch 40 conference, is a very good example of sort of that hungry energy that goes along with startups. And the conversations there are less so as they were 5 or 6 years ago about, you know, how much money we're going to make, and more so about people like yourself, Alan, who really want to build meaningful companies for the right reason. Not that we don't want to make money. Of course, this is all part of it, but sort of a understated notion right now.
Well, you know, obviously that's in the plan, and again, when I first launched this, I could get no one would listen to me out there. I don't know why, and it's maybe my message wasn't clear. Someone had told me that. I disagree with that. You know, obviously traditional podcasting was developed by many of the individuals out there, Adam Curry and Dave Weiner and others, and then you had Pod Show, and you had some invested capital that went into this area, and maybe they hooked on to this wagon, the podcasting wagon, which was interesting, but to me it was not, it had a lot of flaws to it, so we couldn't get heard. But I always felt that if we launched it, that blog people, actual users, people that could, you know, like everyday people, not people that live in 101 between Palo Alto and San Francisco, would use this. And again, it's obviously, when you build a brand and you build a network and a social network, you have to do it. You can't force it down people's throats. I feel you really have to add value,
yeah,
and differentiate yourself. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to make this easy and for people and empower people. You know, we have not launched the ad share program yet, which we are launching, but people are doing this for months and months and months because it adds value to their own lives.
Right. And, you know, the other thing is that as far as, you know, the sort of tangential world of podcasting companies and their struggles over the last couple of years in, you know, finding their business model and attracting good content, I think one of the mistakes that companies have made that Blog Talk Radio is not making is allowing, not sort of dictating what kind of programming people like, but absolutely letting them bring their own story. And there are so many stories inside of this network that it's hard to know where to start, and it's so surprising to get one out of left field that you never would have thought that there would be a show about XYZ and that it was very popular because a lot of people were into it. Definitely long tail.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you an XYZ case study. The other, a couple of weeks ago on a Sunday morning, it was very early, I'm hearing a show, it's out of Ireland, and it's a guy that's doing a play-by-play of an Irish soccer league in North Derby. It's just unbelievable. He's actually doing a play-by-play of a soccer match, and he's going down the line. And you know what? That's more of my British. I have to take the my Irish, accent and pull it out of the closet. But that was amazing. I mean, these people doing play-by-play in Ireland of a soccer match.
See, people are so passionate about sports, and if you can't be at the game, you know, so many people are glued to that programming on their televisions. But, you know, what if you are, what if you're going somewhere? You could download coverage of the event and take it with you on your MP3 player and iTunes, or listen to it later while you're working, which is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, no question. I think the other thing that was important, and when people talk about live, and most of our listeners are not live. I mean, most of our listeners are archived and you know, through either iTunes or the Flash Player or off our site and so on. But the live element is not just intended to drive people to the site when it's live. The live element is to have more interesting conversations.
Right.
You know, I was amazed that, you know, the community that launched this viral open blogging tool that let anyone that anyone could do it, and it was free and it was easy, and you could make a typo. And I said this it was mentioned in the video with Robert Scoble, mm-hmm, that podcasting was, you know, people spend 3 hours editing and cleaning up for a 15-minute conversation. So I don't know. I see an inconsistency with that, and I think for me, when we launched Blog Talk Radio, of course, people use a phone or any type of phone to host the show, which of course is the ultimate way to empower a democratized environment, right? Where everyone has that device, everyone has a phone. So it's not just people that are using VoIP or Skype or others. I mean, we have many, many hosts that don't even have blogs. That Blog Talk Radio is their blog, but they have a phone, right? And they have something interesting to say.
They do. They have a phone, and unlike, you know, the process, which is pretty laborious to do a podcast, you know, like you're saying, you know, 3 minutes will take you 3 hours to edit, you know, compress and all that. It's really more anti-social software, which is a term trying to get brewing, although don't do that acronym.
Anti-social software, it doesn't flow off the tongue too easily.
No, it doesn't. No.
So anyway, anyone who would like to call, we're available to take any calls. I know our chat lines are going crazy. Actually, Luke, who could call in when you get a chance, we'd love to talk to Luke Armour. He's our PR coordinator. The number is 347-677-0649. And I'm looking at the switchboard now. I have this. We built the first switchboard. Was certainly rudimentary. It was very difficult to manage. And the guys in design did a great job, and Lisa, you did, and getting the switchboard really functional. So the switchboard now controls the show. You've got the call-in number where your guests can call in. It tells you when the show's beginning, when it's ending. It gives you the title of the show. It will then give you your MP3s, which you can play as well, which is really cool. And then it lists very easily on one board the call-in numbers. You could have up to 6 people on the line at any given time, including the host. So, you know, that now sits up very, very nicely. So those hosts that are coming on and playing around with Blogtalk Radio will see a much more improved switchboard.
You reminded me, too, that I think we should thank are the hosts who sort of have been previewing the site, giving us feedback all along, and in particular Michael Baker, because he's been really useful to us in that process too.
Yes.
Lots of great feedback.
Well, Michael Baker, Baker Media, is hailing on MySpace now and helping us build a community, which, by the way, anyone listening to this should go to MySpace.com/blogtalkradio. Michael's hailing that. We're up to about 11,000 friends so far. That number's going to go up big time. And what we envision in MySpace is a community that's promoting other shows on Blog Talk Radio. There's going to be a real coordinated effort between the top shows on MySpace that are MySpace hosts, Blog Talk Radio hosts that have presence on MySpace, and Hillary on our featured shows. So that's an important thing. And Baker, of course, they do a lot of great design work. And
they also have their own show, which is network. It's very entertaining.
Yeah. No, it's good. They used to do an evening show. When we first launched, they used to do an evening show.
I could see that. They're very suited for an evening.
Oh, yeah. In the early days, in fact, they did a show where, first of all, they're trashed, okay? They're all just, they're gone. They're wasted.
No, they're not.
No, don't say that. No,
Michael, he didn't mean that.
No, they are. They are wasted. You know, during the day, I don't think so, but at night, for sure. In fact, I used to call in. You know, like the old days that Howard Stern would call in, and they'd say, you know, they would rip into the program director. So they would be, you know, every out of the word was F. I don't want to say this. Mine's a daytime show.
I love that part of the network that you can say whatever you want. You know, you just be yourself.
Yes, that's true. So, but they every other word, and they had this lady on Stephanie who was crazy. I mean, I'm effing this and fucking this and this and that. I mean, went nuts, right? So, I called and said, look, you know, we're trying to present a certain thing. I mean, I don't mind. It's an open platform, but to every other word, so they trash me to no end.
That's what they say.
No, they did. And not only that, but my next show, they hacked me.
Oh, no.
On their show, they hacked me. So I know he's not listening now because he just finished his show. But those guys were brutal. But anyway, they're also designers. They helped come up with the initial plan of this site. So we have to give them credit. Thank them for that. So
yeah, they're great.
What else should we talk about on the new site? There's just a ton of features. So what do we have? The ability now to save favorites, friends, messages. Why don't you talk a little about that?
Yeah, you're basically going over the general social functionality of blogtalkradio.com, but there's another piece that we haven't talked about yet, and that's the private label stuff.
Yeah.
So the biggest questions that I am asked, there are two. One is, can I stream off my site, my own site? You know, do I have to point back to the network, which, by the way, is traffic generating and social and viral and all that. So there's no reason why you shouldn't try both. Except in a private label environment where you're using the platform for business. But that's one, the streaming off the site. The second one is call screening, and which is also available in the private label version.
Right.
And
let's talk a little about that. So, you know, one of the things that we wanted to do, I mean, is have enough streams. So right now the live shows on Blog Talk Radio are streamed live on our site, and then they're archived, of course. We have, when we first launched, we had five simultaneous shows at any given time working on the network. And now I just was informed by Bob we have 45 simultaneous shows. So we have the ability to run 45 shows at one time. And that number is just growing. I mean, we can take it up to 60, 100, or however. That's totally scalable. And which means that at 8 o'clock on a Thursday night, which is our busy hour, we have up to 45 separate shows can be broadcast live at that time.
As we have
the ability to broadcast these shows live, and we have the advertising insertions and those things organized, which we're now in the process of doing technically, we can begin to start thinking about streaming off people's websites.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's a premium feature. Maybe, you know, you've got a large blog and you don't want to, you want to have it branded, you know, you're not going to have it branded your own, but you want it could be a Blog Talk Radio branded product with ads that we're organizing and inserting into the shows, but it can be streamed live off your site. Well, we'll have to get a sense for people if they want that. And I think a lot of people would want that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some people want to broadcast live on Blog Talk Radio's network because they get the promotion and they're on our network. And our audience, as it's growing and developing, people will ultimately come to Blog Talk Radio to check out what's on. And that's what I envisioned. And that's, you know, for us, real success ultimately is when people go to check out blogtalkradio.com and see what they want to listen to. You know,
mm-hmm.
Of course, there's tons of choices out there, but
right. You guys only touch on the fact that there is a categories page and you can search the network by category or genre. But that category page blows me away because the numbers of shows available for each categories is listed, and you would just be so surprised that there's, you know, 300 shows about XYZ.
Sasquatch.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sasquatch, or just something, you know, completely far out from what is the media that is massively consumed the way that it is on traditional radio and TV. Then all of that is changing as everybody is becoming aware of that.
Right. That's true. So let's talk a little about, so the one thing is the streaming off your own page. I mean, right now all the streaming is done on our site. And I see that ultimately migrating and giving people the option. The other area of focus is on private label, and we spent a lot of time on private label. And we're going to spend a lot more time in it because we've got a lot of inquiries from people that have, you know, they're on Blog Talk Radio at night doing their shows, but they have day jobs, and could they use Blog Talk Radio on their own network, on their own company, you know, off their own intranet? And
mm-hmm.
So we built a product called Business Solutions that you could find off our homepage, mm-hmm. which is just a perfect product for those companies that want to use Blog Talk Radio in their own branded environment, you know, where you don't have Blog Talk Radio. So you have the ability to run these shows off your own website. So, for example, a friend of mine's a lawyer, and mm-hmm. he said, can I use this? We have offices around the world, and we very often want to talk about, you know, corporate issues or HR issues or whatnot, and people can't be around. I have some people in Japan. I've got people in Brazil. We have an office in London. I said, sure, of course, why not? So they could stream a show. They could schedule a show at 6 p.m. Eastern. That show will be live, and those people can participate via chat or call in. The show's then immediately archived and can be set up on their own pages, their own, you know, archived pages, or even downloaded through RSS into iTunes.
Right, exactly. You could subscribe later and have it just sent to you. So you don't have to do that work to produce the communication piece in your company. That is, I suspect, a big relief to the corporate world or to the small business world.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I agree.
Not everybody has a, you know, an AV group that, you know, wants to give you the time of day and, you know, help you out with some sound file. And not every product manager has time to stop and learn podcasting.
Right. No, for sure. So that is an area that we'd like to focus on. One of the things that we talked about was this Jericho story, and which is very interesting, and I think it's worthy of it, and I think it's something that feeds into this private label, because we were in talk with a few different people about using this platform. So briefly, and you can find I'll talk about Jericho for a moment.
If you go to
the website, you'll see a link there called Empowering an Audience. And what that link you'll see if you go there will talk about how Blog Talk Radio helped the TV show Jericho on CBS come back to life. And this happened back in May, and Jericho was canceled by CBS Studios. And Sean O'Dale, who does a top show on Blog Talk Radio, he works for us. He's helping now with Chad, and he was just actually at a convention in Oakley, Kansas, the Jericho convention he was invited to attend. I think he signed autographs and so on. So his head is exploding, I think, right now with people coming up to him and asking for his autograph. That's pretty cool. So
that is cool.
Yeah. So anyway, so Sean said, you know, this Jericho thing is really interesting. I'd love to do a show focused on why CBS canceled it. So, you know, the message boards were lighting up, of course, which message boards lights up for all shows. So we started doing a daily show. And his name is Sean Daly, about Jericho. And on his show, he would have the actors, creators, writers of Jericho. And we would find that he was getting many listeners to the show. At least I don't know if I'm getting feedback on your line. Is your streamer open or something?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. Let's see.
So, anyway, he started getting tons of live listeners and tons of downloads, and he called for nuts to be sent to CBS Studios. And basically 40,000 pounds, I think 40,000 pounds of nuts was ultimately sent to CBS. And the show was brought back on air. And this was a very interesting event for Blog Talk Radio, I think, because it really showed the power of this platform. You know, where, you know, but why was it appealing? I think it was appealing because CBS had an opportunity now to understand what the audience wanted, not through just some Nielsen rating, but nuts was sent. Now, of course, nuts can't be sent to all shows, you know, send nuts if you like it or not, or send daggers or something, but this was interesting, and obviously it was a powerful event which took place.
Yeah, it definitely was. That's a fantastic story. I talked to TC World yesterday and mentioned that, and I think it does sort of validate the, you know, participatory media movement, and that, you know, you really can, you know, pick up and support things outside of you know, the studio or the workplace or wherever, and it is empowering. That's the point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and look, most people, you know, not everyone wants to get up there and talk. You know, you could participate in these shows via chat, which I see the chat's going on now, and you could IM with the host, you could send messages, and you could just listen. And, you know, a lot of people had asked, well, how many phone lines do you have? Well, we have 6 people on the line at any given time. And for this platform, that's enough. Because even someone like Rush Limbaugh has 8 phone lines, from what I understand. He's got millions of listeners. So, you know, I don't envision an issue there at all about, in terms of, you know, not having enough people, enough phone lines to call in. And one of the other features that we have here on Blog Talk Radio is the ability to have people queuing up online. So, for example, we had Jennifer Hudson do our show on Blog Talk Radio in the spring. We had close to 2,000 live listeners at the time. What's amazing, she had about 150 people waiting to speak to her online before she launched the show.
Right. I mean, you know, the value can be seen, you know, from that standpoint too, you know, for media companies trying to engage their fan bases.
Right. 100%. 100%. So, Again, the number to call is 347-677-0649. That's 347-677-0649. Anything else that's coming down the feature list that you could think of? I mean, one I definitely want to mention, which is this click to talk.
Right. That would have been my suggestion. Sure.
Right. Okay. So let me talk a little about that. So we have developed a platform, technology called, it's called Click to Talk, which allows it allows listeners to call into a show using our technology. All you would need is a headset. You press a button, you click a button on the host profile page, and you'll be able to join the show. And that is that's something that we've been working on for a long time. It's been in beta, but we waited for the site launch to go to launch, and that's going to be a very key thing. So in other words, you don't have to, as a listener or guest, you will not have to dial a U.S. phone number. And where this really comes into play is internationally. We have shows right now that are being done out of 25 countries, believe it or not. But the hosts, while the hosts call in and many use Skype to dial into the network, the listeners would also be required to call in using a U.S. phone number. And I think that is just a difficult hurdle to overcome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really have to want to be there to call New York from Geneva.
Yeah, exactly.
While
it can be, you know, for a penny a minute now in the low rates, but mm-hmm. nevertheless. And what will also happen is that on the switchboard, and I'm not sure how it will flow through on this switchboard, but I know on the other switchboard, when you use Click to Talk, your name will appear on the ID. Right now, we just show the phone number that's what people are calling, but not the name. So the name will appear. We have that information because it's on our own platform, and we know who's calling in. Skype sometimes doesn't pass that through, and we can't get that information into the show. So Click to Talk is going to be part of our next rollout, I envision probably in a few weeks. And again, the platform is also going to be modified, and you'll have the ability to screen calls. You'll have the ability to dial out. We're putting together a premium product that a lot of our hosts will want. I mean, one of the tools is editing. I don't know what you think about that. Having the ability to edit your shows, we've gotten a lot of requests for that.
Right. I've only, you know, found the need to probably, I thought it would be something I would want all the time, because giving up the control over every decibel of sound and every time you say every three times, like I just did, giving up that control is kind of hard, but I found it really liberating, honestly. And when we surveyed, I don't need it as much now, I don't think. And when we surveyed our existing hosts about what upcoming features they wanted, that one actually rated fairly low. So I think that says something about, you know, a very, you know, brave and busy with their other day job group of users we have. The other thing that I was hoping that we could talk a little bit about, Ellen, because I think it's going to be very big upcoming, and that is the political channel. Both the, you know, conservative and liberal and everywhere in between programming is very passionate on the site in terms of political interests. And what I hope will happen with the platform is that candidates and elected officials will come onto the network and use it as a way to touch base with their communities and people who are interested in their views and directions and what they plan to do in terms of government policy and, you know, community changes and all of that. So I would like to see that happen.
Well, I definitely think it will. I mean, you know, we've had on the network John McCain, John Kerry, Wesley Clark. We have people on the, you know, we spent a lot of time on politics here early on, and that was our biggest category. And I want to reinvigorate it again. And now that we have the new site and we have the ability to capture list and data, and we're going to be able to start, you know, driving, kind of testing different things out and driving traffic to certain areas. But the platform to for a political candidate or bloggers to host their own shows to get out there, you know, I know Ed Morrissey, who's our political director, just he has his own blog, Captain's Quarters, is loving this platform. I mean, he's now moved into new media from his job in Minnesota. And he's had, you know, Steve Forbes on, Laura Ingraham was on yesterday. But it's not just getting the big names. I mean, senators, congressional races. I was at Yearly Coast, which I got belted for by some conservative hosts. Believe me, I'll go to your conference, too, if you have one. But there's just so many people interested in this. And, again, we have now we can focus on driving content and marketing. You know, when you're building a site like this, as you know, Lisa, you've been buried into the site. It's hard to
buried.
Yeah, to get out of that. But clearly it's an area that we're going to focus on. And we've got – this isn't an issue about credibility. When you have I understand Ed will have Newt Gingrich on next week. I mean, we've got presidential candidates on this network, and we'll continue to have – but I want to get into blogger debates. I want people. Why shouldn't bloggers on the right and left debate each other? That's to me interesting. And then that's differentiated. You can hear presidential candidates on any network, including Blog Talk Radio's network. But can you hear popular bloggers on the right and left debate key issues? Pajamas Media is joining Blog Talk Radio network, and we're working through final things with them, and we'll announce that in a couple of weeks. But Pajamas Media is the largest conservative kind of aggregator of blogs, and they're going to now use Blog Talk Radio's platform. So we're going to focus on getting some key people on the left, progressive side, and we do have Adam Lambert, and he's coming in now, who blogs it on Coast. He's on the second page at Coast, and he's going to help us manage heading left. So why don't I bring in Luke on the show now, and we'll get him on. Luke?
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. How are you two doing?
Well, excellent. Welcome on Blog Talk Radio. Have you been on a show yet?
I do not think I have.
Yay!
I've been too busy doing stuff on the back end and never made an appearance yet.
Box your cherry.
That's right.
Okay, well, good luck. Congratulations coming on. We hope to Luke is our PR coordinator, and he joined about a month ago. Feels like probably 6 months, right?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, and Luke is a blogger and a noted blogger, has done a lot of great work on that, and he's coordinating our PR and what he's been focused on. Well, why don't you tell people what you've been focused on right now?
Well, I'm kind of doing two things. One thing I'm doing is taking content that hosts are, you know, great guests, great topics that hosts are having on the network, and promoting that online and through some traditional channels. And, you know, what are we but a network without the hosts, right? So, you know, we want to give back to the hosts by having them, you know, produce great content, and then we will promote it. So that's what I've mostly been doing, and I'm also obviously trying to promote Blog Talk Radio as a network to everyone, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. I mean, so we want to provide the tools. I mean, what Blog Talk Radio is all about, and then someone told me this, it's like build the toolkit. Somebody, you know, I was out in L.A., and somebody who I have a lot of respect for said, build the toolkit. So what Blog Talk Radio is a toolkit, right? We enable people to create their own talk shows and give them all the tools.
Right.
PR is also something we need to help people. We need to give them the tools.
Right.
Because our best promoters are our hosts. I mean, if you go to Google Blog Search and you type in Blog Talk Radio, you'll see something close to 34,000 blog posts about Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
And that just shows you how our hosts are promoting themselves and their shows. And, of course, we'll also promote our network, which helps our hosts get more listeners.
Right.
So we're
in the process of developing some templates and some other tools that allow the hosts to promote themselves because, you know, we have limited resources, as do they, but we'd like to give them the tools to be able to go out and do this for themselves.
Right. I mean, and if you start thinking about press and promotion, particularly for the hosts, I mean, there are stories, you know, in your communities, there are stories that are very relevant. We're in the best, we are in the kind of the perfect storm of social media. blogging, podcasting. We've taken it to another level, I think, with this live interactive discussion. But this should be appealing to anyone in any of your communities. You know, whether it's Cuban exile, the Cuban shows with Carmen Estrada, who was a former great grandson. He was a great grandson of the former president, the first president of Cuba, has 12 or 13 shows on Cuba going on. To a couple of young kids out in Long Island doing shows about the hockey, Long Islanders, about doing a show there. In your local communities, your newspapers, this is where Blog Talk Radio can be really promoted. And that's what
right.
I would suggest.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You know, everybody lives somewhere. And you know, for instance, the Movie Geeks United show just had a great article written about them in the Lakeland Ledger. Because they're local and they're doing great work on the network, I'm not sure how that all unfolded, but we participated in the press coverage. They contacted us and we gave them some information. It was a great article. It was great.
Yeah, no doubt. So you'll probably be doing some shows, and I think a lot of it again is helpful hints, you know, helpful tips. Hillary did a show. We'll have to get it back on. 15 Minutes of Fame, I think it was called. You know, she had done shows with some of the hosts and giving them their, you know, they have their 15 Minutes of Fame. We feature them on the homepage. We talk about their show and kind of jumpstart them. And, again, a lot of it's education and learning. And this new site, though, gives us a lot of tools for that. So where can people find some of these promotional tools?
If you go into the, your – if you log in your account, there's the promote page, the promote link that will help you. It gives you the email address for hostpr@blogtalkradio.com, which goes to both Hillary and I, as she already mentioned. And that's one way to let us know what's going on. And we're also going to be putting the templates and things there so you can have access to it.
I think the other couple of things, so if you go to my account and you click on promote, you'll see some tips on how to promote your shows, but you'll also see these very important widgets and players. And we have them now on the profile pages. It's very important for those people that are really looking to get, you know, people to know that they have a show is to post the Blog Talk Radio badge and player on their website or on their blog. That will notify their host, their listeners or their audience that, yeah, I have a show on Blog Talk Radio. That badge will point people back to their profile page.
And it's super, super easy to place. Just copy and paste it.
Right, exactly. Super easy to paste. And, of course, if you paste the player there, while the live show is done on Blog Talk Radio, that archive show will automatically appear on your own blog. So all your shows are played on your blog after they appear, and then, of course, people can subscribe to them after. So we encourage people to post the badge, to post the player. And that's why we've made these badges available on our host profile pages. You know, now they're also included in the welcome letters.
Right. Well, the host spotlight, the BTR spotlight show, is also a great resource for kicking around some ideas and talking about how to promote your show.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I agree. So there's a bunch of ways. So listen, we are 2 minutes remaining. We have 1 minute remaining now in the show.
Can I say two more things?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, just a couple of things. I didn't know if you mentioned, but I wanted to be sure to include them in case you didn't. And one of those is that users can rate each other's shows. So you can give it a, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 star rating, and those ratings, I think, really drive the popularity and sort of having some choice, and that's very neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other thing is that your profile page, when you set up an account, is customizable in that there is a field that you could bring other widgets or images or YouTube video or any kind of video, and paste that in and have it show up on your profile page. So there's some customization tools too, and we're seeing hosts get very creative with that. It's fantastic.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining me, Luke, and I appreciate it.
Sure.
And Lisa, I know you're tired, and you're heading.
I'm tired, but it's the second day of TechCrunch 40. I can't not
right.
go.
Well, go.
Can't not go.
Go to TechCrunch 40 and talk it up, and I'm sure you will, and I'm sure you'll have a good time. So, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Okay, so this has been Alan Levy on the Alan Levy Show. I titled it Ask the Janitor, which is pretty good, a title, considering that's what I sometimes feel like. But I'm really more real excited and very happy to be here. So thank you once again for joining me in my show, and I hope to see you on air. Thank you very much.